B-Pod Studios.
It's available Hemi V8 and Ram 3500 with up to 1,000 pound-feet of torque. So hurry into the Ram Big Finish event and get employee pricing plus all month long. Offer is available on the purchase or lease of a 2020 Ram 1500 or any new 2019 Ram truck, excluding Ram ProMaster, Ram ProMaster City, and Ram chassis cab models. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
During the football season, there are certain games that you can't afford to lose. To win, you need your best players with the most experience. The same is true when people get injured. You need an injury lawyer with the most experience fighting for you. For 50 years, the Rothenberg Law Firm has been beating big insurance companies, making them pay their clients what they deserve. They're proud to have won billions for injured people. Let them fight for you. Go to injurylawyer.com or call the Rothenberg Law Firm at 1-800-624-8888.
Holiday traditions are alive and well inside every Home Depot, and right now, outside as well, with a lot full of fresh-cut Christmas trees of every size and shape. Come walk the lot, pick one out, and save. Or, if you can't make it outside, order online and we'll deliver one right to your door. For free. Fresh cut Christmas trees, in store, or with free online delivery, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Selection prices vary by store. See store for details.
Get all your shopping in now at Macy's Holiday One Day Sale. With deals of the day priced so low, you don't even need a coupon. Snuggle up to $19.99 PJs for the whole fam. And shop our lowest prices of the season on three-piece comforter mini set, just $17.99. Cooking up a storm this season? Pull it all off flawlessly with a KitchenAid Classic Series Mixer for $199.99. Plus an extra 20% off mixers and attachments. And everybody gets $10 in Macy's money for every $50 spent. Going on now. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
If you need maintenance on your vehicle, don't delay. Go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's the Built for the Holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours just don't magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver-assist technologies, and where you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs and trucks. You don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents, naughty or nice. Just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event. Best in class payload when properly configured. Classes light duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1-2-2020. See participating dealer for complete details.
Oh, yeah! Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
That's how you start an hour right here. 97.5, the Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson. In for Mike Missanella.
Yeah, there we go.
And nice and smooth in the 5 slim. O'clock hour. Gotta be smooth in the 5 o'clock hour.
This is baby making music right here.
That's right. That's right, everybody on your way home from work. Maybe inspire you to have a little fun on a Tuesday.
I just think of Lou Rawls.
Oh, Lou Rawls. All right. 5 o'clock hours brought to us by God Adoring Window. Take advantage of God Adoring Windows. Big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit GOGUIDA.com. Sal Paulo, join us at 5:15. A lot of that. You know, I'm here 3 days. Mike does music. We got general knowledge tomorrow. One of these days, we'll fit in some music some kind of way.
Yay.
Yeah, we'll fit in music some kind of way.
Maybe some Hoobastank for Connor back there?
Connor's a big Hoobastank fan.
He's
floating today. His favorite band.
I've never met somebody who loves Hoobastank as much as he does.
Me neither.
I've seen him 13 times in concert.
13 times in concert.
He never misses
15.
It. He said 13.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
13 times in concert. They have one song. That's dedication.
He always signs up for the meet and greet, and he said they know him by name at this point.
like
this jam session meet and greet.
Yeah, he's there.
Where they play acoustically.
Yeah, it's like a pizza party.
Mm-hmm. It's like him and like two other diehard Hoobastank.
He's a huge Hoobastank fan, but he hates Puddle of Mud.
Which is like weird.
Yeah.
If you usually most Hoobastank fans love Puddle of Mud. So that's what we might do later on. One of these two, the next 2 days before Mike gets back. Because some of the bands might come up on Mike's list and he might get offended. Of bands you like, but you know they stink.
I know Mayan, but I don't think that they stink.
No,
because they're very popular.
Maybe like bands that you like, but you're embarrassed to admit.
Yeah. And you're embarrassed because they stink. Like, just because you like the song, there are songs, okay, I'm trying to think. There are songs that, okay, I remember when Laffy Taffy came out. I loved Laffy Taffy. That was not a good song.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know,
I loved Laffy Taffy. D4L?
Yeah.
That reminds me of high school.
Yeah, loved Laffy Taffy. Go back and listen to the song.
I actually listened to it at least once a week.
Because she's so thick. It was not a great song. But
the one Limp Bizkit album is like that.
The first one?
No, I think it was the third one. And it had Roland on it. And
that was the second one?
I went back and listened to it probably 4 years ago. Like, oh, let me see if this holds up. It doesn't, folks.
No.
It was trash.
He had a short run. I think he does directing.
He's directing now.
Yeah.
He directed the John Travolta movie that he was in promoting. That was named after our station. It's called The Fanatic.
Oh. That wasn't a big hit.
No, it looked terrible.
Well, Fred will find his niche. Music wasn't it. Direct. You keep on trying, Fred.
Radio's next.
Okay, come
he's gonna
on.
Be, he's going to be back
610.
Here.
610.
He's going to be producing you next week.
610. All right, Jeff in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Hey, Tyrone.
What's up, Jeff?
Listen, I've been watching the Eagles for over 50 years, and I can tell you one thing. They lost last night by winning because now they think they're going to make the playoffs, have a chance for a Super Bowl, which they don't have, and they won't make the necessary changes in the front office drafting players over prospects.
So you really think that if the Eagles get it at 9-7 and then get their brains beaten in the first round of the playoffs at home, they won't make any changes? You really believe that?
No, they will not.
What do you mean? And what front office changes are you talking about? A coordinator or two will be gone.
I'm not talking about coordinators. I'm talking about people who actually are involved in making the decision.
You got to give me a name, buddy. Give me a name, buddy.
Howie, for one thing.
They're not firing Howie no matter what happens. They can lose out. They're not going to fire him. But they're not going to.
Because he's incompetent when it comes to drafting. He keeps drafting players on their potential over people who are actually can play the game.
They're not going to fire him this season no matter what. And they shouldn't fire him. They made the playoffs last year and won a playoff game. He should not be fired. Him or the coach should not be fired, no matter what happens.
If they don't make any changes in that regard,
you know Joe Douglas is gone. Joe Douglas is gone.
As they were through the 70s Joe Douglas, and most of the 90s.
Joe Douglas is gone.
Way.
Joe Douglas is gone. He's already gone. So it will be different. He will have different help for this draft. That's a statement of fact.
Well, I can go back with the Eagles and their drafting back to when they won the O.J. Simpson Bowl by losing.
Jeff, I believe you, Jeff.
One, two games.
I believe you, Jeff. Howie didn't draft those guys.
Howie didn't draft Leroy Keyes?
No, Howie didn't draft Izell Jenkins. He didn't draft. He didn't draft Kevin Cobb. That wasn't Howie.
Let's see if Jeff's still having a conversation with himself.
All right. We had a good run. There's no way at this point. Plus, meaning us as a station, as a fan base, there's going to have to be changes. We want the Eagles to get into the playoffs because, one, it'd be nice for the quarterback to get a playoff game under his belt and get that feel. More football is better than less football. There still has to be changes made. There's no question about it. But let's only blame Howie for what Howie's responsible for. And Howie should not get fired. And I started the show ripping Howie. But he shouldn't get fired. Now, next season comes around. There's no talent at the receiving core. There's no talent. There's no speed on this offense. The left guard is still struggling, and they don't have a replacement. Dillard's not a good left tackle. because he'll probably be the left tackle next season. Things like that. Then's the time where the coach and the GM. But this year, they are safe, and I hate to say it, they should be safe. This year.
I wouldn't have a problem if they put Howie under the stairs like Harry Potter.
But they're not gonna.
They're not going to, absolutely not.
And just last year, they won a playoff game. How many times does GM win a Super Bowl, get back, win a playoff game, and they come back and they fire you the next year because you lose the division by one game? It just doesn't really happen.
It's not going to happen, but that trend is troubling. Well, like, you're going in the wrong direction.
Well, the problem with that is most teams don't repeat. So that's the trend for every NFL team, though.
Well, maybe they should try cheating like the Patriots.
Well, yeah,
speaking it's working of, for them.
Patriots should have to forfeit all their games this year, and they should lose 5 draft picks.
No, they'll get a slap on the wrist. They'll, like, forfeit a 5th-round pick.
No, they should be punished harshly. They won't be, but they should be. Gary in Cape May Courthouse, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gary. All right. Lois in Columbia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you, Lois?
Very well.
Good.
Big fan for many, many years.
Thank you, Lois.
But when the injuries are talked about, we moved, and I missed everything about DeJuan Jackson. Is he ever going to play again? What happened to him?
Sports hernia surgery. The muscle, like, ripped off the bone. His core muscle.
Oh.
And now, the earliest he can return is week 2 of the playoffs, and that, if they make it there, that's somewhat realistic. He tweeted about the game yesterday, but
he did.
Yeah, he tweeted about the game, but I mean, he couldn't play in it. He can't play till week 2 of the playoffs. But that was a serious injury, and he probably should have had the surgery early. But the Eagles suggested that he get the surgery, and he chose the rehab. And sometimes rehab works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what happened. But then when he came back, it got way worse. Like, he ripped it off the bone and then had to have surgery. There's no rehabbing a rip from the bone.
Oh.
Yeah, no rehab for that. You got to just have surgery.
What's the history of coming back after that surgery? Will he be
able? Oh, yeah. No, guys can come back and be 100%. The only issue with him is that he's an older player.
Oh.
But, I mean, he'll live a productive life and everything. It's not that kind of injury, but he'll be back next season for somebody.
What happened to him? I'm glad we watched your show, and I'm about ready to fall asleep because I was up to the very last, so they won because I rooted for him. So.
There you go, Lois. Thank you, Thank Lois. You. Thank you, Lois. Thank you.
Lois is the MVP of the week.
Yes, she is.
She made it happen.
Can you stop saying rip off the bone?
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
But it makes me cringe every time.
Well,
earmuff it.
There's another. There has to be another term for it.
Take your headphones off for a second. Because that thing ripped off the bone.
That groin was torn.
Yeah. Stop.
Off the bone.
No,
just
it was a
floating in the body.
It was a serious thing. That's a serious injury.
I know. The muscle ripped off of his body.
Yeah. Hence why he had to have the surgery. You know, we're not playing games around here.
I know. I heard it the first 12 times.
Listen,
I knew it when it happened. I just don't
think
to hear about
bad,
it now.
Wait till childbirth.
Look.
Oh.
But I also say, speaking of children, since Pat is the only parent sitting here, they say you're supposed to use the real words for all these things with kids. You're supposed to use the real words. Apparently, that's the new thing.
For what? Like, for, like, gender reveals?
No, for everything. You don't use, like, the slang words for the body parts.
You're
supposed to just say it straight. That's the new thing.
My mother did that.
Well, okay, your mother was a bit of a head. Some people would do the euphemism talk.
Yeah, no.
No euphemisms, apparently. Just say the word. So you would tell your kid, you're your little one-year-old, happy birthday to your little guy. And there you go. He would, you're supposed to say it ripped off the bone. You just have to just straight out.
It's like a Band-Aid.
Yep, you just tell him.
Ripped it off. That's what I told him.
Yeah, and he got it.
I said, be careful, man.
Yeah. He had a little first. You had the party on Sunday, right?
We did, yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was Disney,
first year
right?
Flew by. Well, we went to Disney for his first. Don't even get me started. His first haircut was at Disney.
I know. I saw the picture. It was.
And he took him to the Sixers game.
Most
over
expensive
the weekend.
Haircut in the world.
And he brought his son to the Sixers game.
Sixers game. He was bouncing around.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I want to thank the Sixers for having Ben Simmons hit a 3-pointer.
Yes.
While he was there,
is Jack the good luck charm?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course.
So cute.
I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
Kid's adorable.
There you go. Jim and Del Rand, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone.
What's up, Jim?
How are you? Hi to Natalie and Pat, too. I wanted to, on a positive note, you're passing out game balls from last night, and a play that's been overlooked was Isaac Seumalo. The pass was batted, and then Seumalo spiked it before it could be intercepted for maybe a pick six. I think it was sometime in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I know that was a play that was tipped, and yeah, that was a very good play for him. Unfortunately, he had a lot of missed blocks.
Well,
and if he didn't miss some blocks, then maybe he wouldn't have to bat a pass down. But that was a good play by him.
You're right there. I mean, but he saved that could have been a game saver too, right there. And
he blocks better, and they're up by two touchdowns. But that was a very good play by him.
Yes, and I just wanted to, you know, point it out because I hadn't heard anybody mention it. Now, I'm not defending his blocking, but
no, that was a big play.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Jim.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. About to talk to the man right now. He was down in the stadium. Heard him after the game. I want to get his thoughts on Carson Wentz and everything that happened. He's brought to us by Concordville Nissan, the great Sal Pal Antonio. Sal Pal, how are you today?
Ty, I'm doing great. I'm doing real good. I mean, that was one heck of a show they put on last night at Lincoln Financial Field. Fantastic game. Absolutely fantastic.
Now, you've been around the game a long time. You've been covering it a long time. You've raised your game up to being an analyst. When you're looking at that game and the cast of characters, they had to play a lot of those drives in the fourth quarter and overtime. Off the top of your head, can you think of a fragmented crew of guys that had to go out there and play?
And I told you, it took a lot of heart and guts. It really did. You know, when you're leaning on Greg Ward and Boston Scott, and I don't want to say anything bad about either one of those two players because I have been impressed, and you have heard me on this program since the summer talk about Greg Ward Jr.
You have.
He is a flat-out baller. He's a football player. I know he dropped that pass. That would have been a touchdown. It was a tough catch. The DB crossed right in front of his face, may have blocked his vision a little bit. It definitely was a tough catch. But he, you know, this is what you got to do in the National Football League. You got to make those kind of catches. But he's got quick twitch movement. Boston Scott, same thing, has great vision. Green pass in the fourth quarter when he went up the left sideline was unbelievable. Great communication between him and Carson Wentz. Terrific blocking. He followed the blockers patiently. And you can see that Deuce Staley has warmed up to Boston Scott, and Boston Scott is taking the coaching of Deuce Staley. And Boston Scott, in my mind right now, has supplanted Miles Sanders as the lead running back on this football team.
Really? Now that's a bold statement you make right there. He did get all the important carries last night. Now, we were told it was because of the cramping for Sanders. So going forward, you think once again against Washington, we'll see a similar running back situation?
Well, I think you can lean on Boston Scott in certain situations. Clearly, he's got a little bit of Darren Sproles in him.
Yeah, he looked a lot like Sproles on one of the screens, like you mentioned, another swing pass in another part of the game where he's able to make guys miss.
Yeah, put that right foot down, made Jackrabbit, jump right out of his jock strap.
Now, Carson Wentz, a lot of people, my reaction is for the most part, over the long haul of the season, he hasn't been the problem, but there has been a lack of guys making plays for him. Guys start making some plays for him last night, and all of a sudden we're talking about heroic Carson Wentz. What's your take on what he did last night in his season overall through the 13 games?
You know, I thought people overstated Carson Wentz did last night to a certain degree. I didn't think it was the seminal moment of his career.
Okay.
I think you have to go back to the championship season and when he was on that MVP run and the kind of numbers and the accuracy and the production and all of that. His escapability and all that before the knee injury.
Gotcha.
That's when he was at the height of his powers. Now, last night, there was a lot of mitigating factors on both sides of the argument. One, he's playing without Lane Johnson. He doesn't have a functioning starting wide receiver.
Right.
A functioning starting NFL wide receiver on the field. He's got Josh Perkins, Greg Ward, Boston Scott, J.J. Sega Whiteside makes a nice catch for him. But I think, you know, he can definitely, you ask him to drop back 53 times with that cast of characters in that weather. And, you know, for the most part of the game, he was not that good. But when they needed it, he pulled it out. And I asked Doug Peterson flat out after the game, what was it? He said, sometimes it's just a matter of pride. And I think that that team was embarrassed. There was shame that was creeping in. There was shame at the absolute abysmal performance that they put on the field. And I want to say one other thing, Ty, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely.
I don't want to ever hear, ever again, anybody criticize Eagles fans or Philadelphia sports fans. It was one of the most miserable nights for weather that I've ever seen. And people showed up in their ponchos, standing and screaming and cheering on that football team and supporting them when they were down 17-3 and playing as bad as you can possibly play. People did not leave for the most part, and they stayed until the end. And I don't ever want to hear people say ever again anything bad about the Philadelphia sports fan, whether it's my colleagues nationally or a local athlete saying, oh, this market's tough. You know, this market's tough. And they showed it last night because they showed up and they stayed. That's how tough they were. You go back to right now, NFL Network is replaying the game. And the Monday Night Football crew did a very good job doing cutaways to the crowd. And you can see the crowd and how much they were into it. They did not let the team off the hook last night. And by infusing that sense of shame into them, I think the team responded. I think the crowd absolutely played a major, and I was very surprised, and I'll take it one step further and then I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah.
I was very surprised that the players and the head coach did not acknowledge the support, the great support that that crowd provided at Lincoln Financial Field last night.
I get you. I hear where you're coming from. Now, the injuries coming out of the game, they're already a mass unit. Now, most reports say now that Alshon out for the season, Lane Johnson week to week with the high ankle sprain and 300 pounds. I guess it's just next man up. Sounds like how it works.
Well, they've got to do some creative things in order to make up for the lack of Lane Johnson, that's for sure. But, you know, Alshon Jeffrey has been on and off the field, and that's hurt them, and they've tried to figure out what to do at the wide receiver position. To me right now, all you got is Greg Ward. They've got to get Nelson Aguilar at some point on the field this year, and Washington would be a good place to start.
You know what's weird, Sal, is they only had three wide receivers. And don't get me started on that. You have three on the practice squad. You only have three that ends up starting the game. Don't get me started on that. But they said it was because they thought Nelson would play and they ran out of time. But then when he's asked about it today, he's not sure he's going to even play against Washington. Is there miscommunication? Like, how does that happen where you think a guy's going to be ready for Monday, he misses out, and now you're not even sure if he's going to be ready for Sunday?
It's weird. It's really beyond weird because he knows he's not going to be back next year, right? We can all say that.
Absolutely. I
mean, pretty emphatically.
Yes.
Is there a person in the Delaware Valley that believes that Nelson Aguilar will be on this team next season? If there is, honk your horn right now on I-95 or the Spoon Expressway. And if you're on either one of those roads and you hear deafening silence, you know that everybody agrees that he's not going to be back.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's a weird situation where they're depending on this guy who realizes what? Hey, if I have a knee injury, what? You know, I got to play next year somewhere and I got to get paid. So where do my allegiances lie? To the business decision of making sure that I'm healthy in 2020 or helping this team win in 2019? And where does the line of demarcation land in terms of how faithful I am to this situation right now? Or am I really only interested in my future? I mean, that's got to be part of the equation of the thinking of this guy, right?
You're absolutely right, because if the trainers are telling the coach, hey, you don't need to have another guy up from the practice squad because he's training to play, he ends up not playing, and then Monday, we're not even sure about Sunday, something. It's almost like he's making a business decision. At least that's how it appears from the outside. Obviously, right. We're not getting the medicals.
If I'm the Eagles and I'm the front office and I'm Howie Roseman and I'm Andy Widell and I'm Coach Peterson and everybody else, I'm not talking about the wide receivers coach because he doesn't have the moral authority in the situation.
Gotcha.
You got to have a come to Jesus moment conversation with Nelson Aguilar and say, okay, where are you? Are you with us or not?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There you go. There you go. Last thing, so I want to ask you about, people are obviously angry about the margin of victory and all that kind of stuff. I'm just looking at one game at a time. They got this win. Do you think they get another one coming up on Washington? What's your gut feeling on Tuesday?
I do. I don't know what the current line is. What is it?
5.5. Eagles favorite on the road.
Yeah. 5.5 on the road. It's an Eagles line for sure. I like the Eagles in this game. I think, you know, Dwayne Haskins is a bit of a statue in the pocket.
True.
The Eagles' pass rush is pretty good. The Redskins' offensive line is actually poorer than the Giants' offensive line. So the defensive line should be able to dominate and get to Dwayne Haskins. They don't, you know, their running game is solid. It's solid, but the Eagles' run defense is very good. You know, one thing I want to monitor is Kamu Grugier-Hill.
Yeah, with the concussion.
With a concussion, whether he's coming back on Sunday. And that thing is, to me, you know, for all the faults that the defense had in terms of letting the rookie wide receiver from Auburn get behind him twice and Eli, you know, get to a 17-3 lead, they did clamp down and keep them scoreless for most of the game. Now, I don't think the Washington Redskins are that much better offensively. The defense should dominate, allowing the offense to find its way, like what happened last night. But, you know, you can't play like this on the edge all the time because you're basically playing in your own survivor pool, right?
No, you're right.
It's an elimination game every week. Playoffs started last night, and they finally woke up. And I, you know, Brandon Graham had one of the best quotes, I thought, in the locker room last night. Did you see it?
What did he say?
He said, and we put it on SportsCenter, he said, if we had lost 4 straight, I wouldn't have been able to walk around town.
And that's
and that goes back to what I say. People on the national broadcast, wherever it is, CBS or Fox or wherever, are always making a big deal about people in Philadelphia booing. But you know what? They stay and they support. And they're just vocalizing the sense of frustration that everybody has that this team is not living up to its expectations. And I think they played a huge role last night, the crowd, in getting the Eagles to wake up and realize that they were not playing to their potential, that they're better than what they showed in the first half. And to a man, I think if you go around the locker room, they'll all say the same thing that Brandon Graham said, which is, if we had lost 4 straight, who amongst that team on that 53-man roster could have walked around with a straight face in Philadelphia knowing of what the expectations and what the talent level is and them not living up to it?
Absolutely. Well, Sal, great as usual. Mike will be back next week. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
Ty, you're doing a great job, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you. That's Sal Palantonio, brought to us by Conkerville Nissan, 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Fanatic Sports Update.
A big game for Carson. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by the Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades, helping our community. Eagles beat the Giants last night, 23-17. Carson Wentz had 325 yards and 2 TDs. Doug Peterson talked about his performance at his press conference today.
There's been games like that where he's had big games, but this one where to be down the way we were and to lose another receiver, to lose your right tackle, to really step up and make the plays in those conditions, too. Really, to me, I feel like that's his best he's played.
Lane Johnson is week-to-week with a high ankle sprain. Alshon Jeffrey has a foot injury. Reports state he's done for the season. Sixers play the Nuggets tonight at home. Josh Richardson is probable. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 8. If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Now Allstate has new lower auto rates. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. Fanatic Sports Pro, the Fanatic Pro Shop is now open. Fanatic and Philly sports themed apparel at discount prices. Go to 975thefanatic.com. I'm Natalie Eggenoff for 975 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show
on 975 The Fanatic.
Hey parents, as winter break approaches, is your family once again tumbling towards a breaking point at school? You thought this semester would be different, but has it simply been more of the same? Confusing in-class lesson plans, out-of-control schoolyard and social media bullies, there is an alternative. Visit ccaeducate.me and learn how a K-12 public cyber charter school can make the difference in the life of your child or grandchild at no cost to families. That's ccaeducate.me.
Listen to Mike Missinelli's Sound Off, weekdays at 5:45. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Hey guys, I'm about to make shopping real easy for you with a gift for the hardest person on your list to shop for, the lady in your life. Here's what you do. You get her soft, silky, nudie sleepwear exclusively at Pajamagram.com. It's the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Sensuous and smooth nudie pajamas feel
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Just like her own bare skin. She's going to love the way they feel, and so will you. The texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas, it's so seductive, you should plan on getting a cardio workout. Now, Nudie's are also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. So you risk nothing. Remember when I said this is the easiest gift purchasing experience ever? Every Pajamagram includes free gift wrapping and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So just go to Pajamagram.com right now and gift her with Nudie's pajamas. That's Pajamagram.com and tell them Mike sent you.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. People ask, what does this mean, I Hate Steven Singer? Well, most other jewelers love to sell diamond studs that are cheap. They have a name for it, frozen spit. I'm serious. That's what other jewelers call their own products, frozen spit. Can you imagine buying a cloudy diamond that's milky color? Oh my. Buy real diamonds from a real jeweler, Steven Singer Jewelers, who backs up every diamond with a real lifetime full trade-in value, the best money-back guarantee in the business. Here's why. Other jewelers hate our beautiful and needed diamond studs because ours are 100% eye flawless and near colorless. Beautiful stuff. They come complete with our 14-carat safety silicone backs, so she never has to worry about losing them or outgrowing them because our diamonds are such nice quality that we offer everyone a lifetime upgrade. You can trade in your Anita diamond studs and get exactly what you paid for them. I wish I could trade in my old iPhone and get what I paid. Visit me, the real Steven Singer, at the other corner of 8th and Walnut or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
New York has now taken a 7-point lead. That's 100 rushing yards for Philly.
What's New York going to do here?
With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Fat Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase 4 select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it.
The
Fanatics Business of Sports is powered by Pico for Business.
With sports gambling being legal in many states now, how many people are taking advantage of it? Well, according to an American Gambling Association poll, approximately 85% of Americans over 21 have gambled at least once in their lives, 75% have gambled in the previous year, and 50% have made a bet in the past week. Some form of legalized gambling is available in 48 states. The only two states that prohibit gambling are Utah and Hawaii. Now, according to an ESPN survey, about 118 million Americans gambled on sports in some manner in 2018. And that number is expected to rise by 15% for 2019.
The Fanatics Business of Sports is powered by Pico for Business. Take advantage of Pico's energy efficiency program incentives that can help you reduce your energy consumption. Pico.com/more savings.
We know you're grinding at your office jobs, Jersey. With a $314 million Mega Millions jackpot win, you could become a CEO of the business you've always wanted to start. Why not take a chance on Mega Millions? Anything can happen in Jersey.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, and this holiday our gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means you pay what we pay all month long on the Ram 1500 with its available Hemi V8 and Ram 3500 with up to 1,000 pound-feet of torque. So hurry into the Ram Big Finish event and get Employee Pricing Plus all month long. Offer is available on the purchase or lease of a 2020 Ram 1500 or any new 2019 Ram truck, excluding Ram ProMaster, Ram ProMaster City, and Ram chassis cab models. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
1, 2, 3, go!
Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Win is a win. You can say that after the Jets game, where we felt like we couldn't take anything away from it. You can say it after the Bears game, where a win is a win. Felt kind of sloppy, but you still won the game. This is a win that saved your season. This is a win that saved your season and now allows you to push forward without us completely lighting the world on fire.
Middays with Anthony Gargano.
Carson Wentz finally looked like Carson Wentz in the second half. I went, wow, that was awesome. Elation that they pulled out a game that was going to be one of the worst losses in the history of the franchise. And then there's other emotions. That Giants team wanted to quit all night. That Giants team had nothing.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
There is zero upside to Carson Wentz failing. Yet during that game, after that game, this morning, there are writers, there are radio people, there are TV people who are actively rooting against Carson Wentz even after that clutch performance last night.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic, the voice of the Philly sports fan. Tune in to General Knowledge every Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m. on the Mike Missinelli Show. General Knowledge is presented by Tesco North America. When precision measurement matters, HVAC techs can be sure with Tesco. The notorious 5 o'clock hour on the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. Time for our final Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Wondering what to get the family this year? Give them their weekends back with a Husqvarna automower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Check out the automower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or online right now at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie.
Thanks, Ty. Over 1,600 votes on this one today. Are you satisfied with the win last night? 53% say yes, a win is a win. 47% say no. Lots of issues still.
Yeah, well, there's going to be. I think those people should recognize that there's going to be issues in all of these games. Like, not enough good players. Like, that's still going to be an issue. That's not going away.
They're
going
to have to find ways to win. That's what right. It's going to be.
Against finding Washington, ways to win. It's not going to be like, hey, no problems this week.
Right.
Against Dallas. It's not going to be, hey, clean as a whistle, guys. Like, that's over. That's over.
That ended a long time ago.
Right. Like, forget
the prior to the bye.
Right. Like, there's going to be some issues. There's going to be some fights among the fans. There's going to be some arguments.
There's going to be some stuff you're going to have to see. It's going to make it hard to smile.
Yes. Darby's still going to get playing time. That's going to be an issue.
Don't say that.
I mean, unless you believe in Sidney Jones's one play, catapults him to the top of the...
Hell yeah, I do.
It's a really good play by him.
He's one for one.
Maybe it's time.
Me and you were shocked at that play.
We didn't believe it was him.
We started throwing every single quarterback out there.
Was Douglas out there or Douglas came out? Who was that? Was that a...
That's Al Harris, right?
Yeah, so Troy Vincent made that play, Bobby Taylor?
Ellis Hobbs making plays out here?
That was LeBlanc, right? Like, no, it was Sidney Jones. It took... And they actually showed multiple replays of that play.
We couldn't believe it.
Could not believe it during the green zone. But he made a big play. Who knows? But the Darby situation in the first half, problem. They only gave up 29 yards in the second half. Eli is just so cooked. And now he's an under 500 quarterback as a starter. But he's going to play one more week, so he has a chance to get it back to 500. Oh, y'all, breaking news?
Yes, this is per the New York Post, Joel Sherman. The Phillies are in agreement with D.D. Gregorius.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Shortstop. Now, I noticed the lack of enthusiasm from one Pat Egan.
Whoa.
What don't you like about this?
I just don't think they need a shortstop.
Yes, they do.
I just don't think they do.
I've heard a story of the current shortstop eating chicken in his car while a game was going on.
Okay,
He pulled an Asamoah.
That's not even creative. Because that's Nomdy. You stole that from Nomdy.
Well, he did it.
It's ridiculous. Well, come on. During the game?
Yes.
He was supposed to be out.
Okay.
With an injury, but he was supposed to be available to pitch it.
Okay.
Extra innings.
In his car.
I'm confused. So did he go and get the chicken and come back?
We don't know.
Was it a Popeye's chicken sandwich? No, that wasn't out yet.
I mean, that might be... I understand it for that.
Yes. This move does nothing for me.
Well, I like the move.
And until they trade Segura to free up a spot, it does nothing for me.
I like it. Because worst case now, Segura plays third base.
Well, that makes two out of the three.
And then Jetpacks play second.
What I'm worried about is that we're going to have another year of Jetpacks going from shortstop to second base to center field.
No, I think now you have your shortstop.
All right, let's hope.
That's locked in.
Because right now Segura is your second baseman, I guess.
Yeah, no. Third baseman.
Okay, we'll see. Hope you're right.
Nate in York, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nate.
Yeah,
huh?
There goes Nate. Nate's not excited either.
You know, I tried.
You did. You gave Nate the time.
You know, you get me all choked up with your cold takes when they sign a good player.
Okay. I can't get excited for that.
He's an upgrade. He's an upgrade.
I guess.
He's an upgrade.
Okay.
You also didn't like Wheeler.
I'm
starting to think that perhaps you're just negative.
No, I get excited over some moves, but Wheeler is an average pitcher. He's an average pitcher with great splits. Like you can convince yourself that the Wheeler signing is good. You gave $100 million to a 30-year-old who's...
Well, he's not 30. He's not 30.
He's 29. He's going to be 30 in May.
Well, everybody that's 29 will be 30.
Yeah, and during the season, he's going to be 30. So you just gave $100 million to a guy who's not... He's a mediocre pitcher.
They just gave $245 million to a player who was 31.
I hope to God that I'm wrong. I really do. I'd love to be wrong.
You are.
I'd love to be wrong. We'll see.
You will be. All right. That's our time, though. Up next, Sound Off here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There are always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook, live in PA, partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel Sportsbook is the premier mobile sportsbook betting app for a reason. They made it easy to sign up and deposit, and FanDuel processes your withdrawals quickly and get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. I love how easy it is to bet, and I can bet on so many different sports. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is available in Pennsylvania, which means if you're at the Birds game, you could live bet at the game right from your seats or live bet from the comfort of your own home. This isn't a thought experiment. This is for real. That's right. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. Place a bet and FanDuel will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win within 7 days of signing up. To claim your risk-free bet, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. Be sure to use promo code Natalie so they know we sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatics Holiday Wheel is back. You have a chance to win some amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, Jasper's Westside, Hella Mega Tour 2020 tickets with Green Day, Weezer, and Fallout Boy, Manscaped Lawnmowers, tickets to the Rothman Ice Rink, tickets to the Rockettes, a 24-hour rental from Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, and more. Go to the contest page at 97.5thefanatic.com and register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. The wheel starts spinning Monday, December 16th.
An engagement ring is one of the single most important purchases you'll make in your life. So be sure to get advice from people who know diamonds inside and out. In other words, not your neighbor, or your dentist, or your broker's second cousin, not your barber, or that lady who sells herbal lotions out of her house. Not your fraternity brother or your mother's dermatologist. And certainly not your boss who bought his ring in 1974. Oh no, my friends. When it comes to the engagement ring, talk to someone you can trust. Benari Jewelers. Nobody knows more about diamonds than us. And nobody works harder at finding you the perfect ring for a price you can afford. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. So if you want a better ring, get a better opinion from Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or at BenariJewelers.com.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here for Window Nation. Trust me, you can't avoid every hit, but you can avoid those huge bills with the new energy-efficient replacement windows from Window Nation. Right now, you'll get 50% off any style window from Window Nation with no limit on how many you can buy, plus no down payment and no payments or interest for 12 months. Replace every window in your house, and Window Nation will even pay your heating bill until they're installed. I don't know about you, but that would make me happier than...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.